I've got the first short lesson tonight. Stephen will have the second one. And we're both going to be talking about some things from this past week and some scriptures focused on. And I also want to share with you just kind of three encouraging things from there. Two lessons that I tried to focus on for myself. And one of those is what I want to share with you in the scripture we'll be looking at tonight, which will come in a minute from Ephesians 4 and 5, if you want to go ahead and be turning there and have that open. Found it very helpful, and you may as well. It was from Andy Cantrell's lessons on Ephesians. But I also need to check, because I told Stephen I was going to be doing Ephesians 4 and 5. I was also going to mention the episode Dan Cain recently had in Boston. Okay. Want to make sure I wasn't going to do the same thing. It's a bad thing to get up and talk about the same thing the next fellow's going to talk about. So, three stories just to give you an idea of some of the things. I'll start with Dan Cain. And this was really, I found, very simple and encouraging. Dan had recently been to Sierra Leone, which is a country in Africa, by the way, which is like right about here, and it's not very far from Nigeria and Ghana and such. Several people have been over this area. My dad went to Liberia about 3 years ago. Dan just went to Sierra Leone. Chase just went to Sierra Leone about a month ago, or no, longer than that, a few months ago. And one of the things Dan realized there was that he wasn't going to be able to teach them everything they needed to know in the limited time he was there. So he got focused on teaching them how to look for the answers themselves from Scripture. Then he got back to Boston, and he put this into practice a couple weeks ago. This is just beautiful in the simplicity of it. Somebody had met on the bus or whatever, or maybe it was one of the meetups. They asked him a question, and they want to know what they would need to do to be saved. Now, I think most of us would immediately go to a text and show them, which is good. He did something else that in this instance, I think turned out better. He decided not to show him. He said, take your Bible, read the book of Acts, look at the accounts of conversions, and take some notes on it, and they get back in touch with me. At the end of the week, the fella called and said, I'm ready to be baptized. Jesus died for my sins, and I'm ready to be baptized. One of the beautiful things about that was, well, he will not be wondering whether or not he was taught something or slanted. He just saw it in the text. And in any study, when we're studying with people, if we're just reading the verses at them, you can read verses 100 miles an hour. Yeah, that proves that, that proves that. That doesn't mean they're getting it. This fellow just read the text, got it. Here's beautiful part number two. That was about 2 weeks ago. Now his wife is asking questions. He's a brand new Christian. Would he be able to teach her? Guess what he said? Get your Bible, open it to the book of Acts, and read the conversion accounts and take some notes on it. So I thought that was really beautiful. Second thing I want to tell you about was a young fellow, real small guy. His name was Sam, and he paid really good attention in class and, you know, very clear answers. And then one of the last days, he told me who he's trying to convert. The neighborhood bully. And he said a while back, they were talking about who can you reach out to and reach out to with the word. And he said, I kept trying to think of somebody besides the neighborhood bully, but he just kept coming into my mind. And I tried to think of somebody else, but he just kept coming into my mind. And this is a fellow that's picked on him and other people and stuff, but the fellow's listening. And the neighborhood bully is 15 years old, and he's listening, he doesn't want to go to jail. And he realizes the way he's going is headed that way. And he's listening to this other boy. And so pray for Sam in that. Another young man, and this happens just so often, good young man, good family, and he came, and my class this year was on the Beatitudes, and when we got to Blessed Are They That Mourn, it got to, and the class went real well, but in particular, he was focused on his sin of pornography, and his dad doesn't know about it. He's got a smartphone. His dad doesn't know what he's been doing with his phone, and he says, I know I've got to go back home and tell my dad, you know, what's been going on. And I said, yeah, go, and just remember, your dad loves you, and he wants you to do right. And so I imagine that conversation has already taken place, and we talk about the principles of it. It's offending you to cut it off, et cetera, et cetera. Those three stories. A couple things. I got together during prayer time with a friend of mine. Actually, it was Dan who's had the just read the book of Acts thing. And Dan's been real effective in evangelism. He's been a friend of mine I've known Dan for years and appreciate his work a lot. Got together with him, another fellow that I appreciate, and talked with them just because I have not been getting preparing lessons for Christians, doing things for Christians or studying with Christians, but I need a lot of the work of evangelists is studying with outsiders, and that's not what I've been getting done. And I just think about that failure, wanting to get focused and doing better, and got together and talked with them and prayed about that. And the other thing that was beneficial for me personally was this point from Ephesians 4. So let's take a look at this. Several things were brought out in Ephesians class on particular phrases. And this one, look at this. Most of you are familiar with the section in Ephesians 4, right? And how would you sum up the section that begins in verse 22, goes through 4 and down into 5? If you're like me, you would sum that up as the section where it's put off the old, put on the new. And that's there. But it's something in between that was focused on. Yes, put off the old and put on the new. But look at your Bible and look at the verse in between. This is what Andy emphasized. Verse 22. Put away, as concerning your former manner of life, the old man that waxes corrupt after the lust of deceit. And then in verse 24, it says, put on the new. What does it say in between? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that's what I want to talk to you about briefly here. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You'll recall that from Romans 12. Don't be conformed according to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We can keep making the same mistakes over and over and over if we don't change the way we think. We're all creatures of habit. The longer you do something right, the more habit it is. How many of you really struggled tonight with whether or not to show up here at services? Some people will think, well, should I go today or not? Do I feel okay or not? You know, is it worth the drive or not? You didn't do that tonight, I don't think. I think this is what you do. And it's easy to do something where you've made just a good habit of it. Is it also easy to do things where we've made a bad habit of it? Smoking, cursing, you know, lying or whatever. And so there needs to be a renewing of the mind. And in these verses, you'll often have the different way to look at it. So we'll look at just a few of these, and the lesson will be yours. Verse 25. Wherefore, look at verse 25 and look and see which parts you put away. Everybody take a look at your Bible. What do you mean? Tell us, what is it you put away? Yeah, that's what you put away. Okay, easy part. What is it we put on? Telling the truth. So that's very simple. Stop lying, tell the truth. Well, what if you've been a liar? What if you've been a liar and it's just a habit, and by habit you lie? You can say, I need to stop lying and I need to tell the truth, and that's right. But we also need to change our thinking. It gives a reason. What's the reason? For we are members one of another. Well, in 1 Corinthians 12, where it talks about the body being many members, it's like the hand is a member, the foot is a member. What if the members of your body, because what is a liar doing? Who is a liar thinking about? Himself, his point of view, what he can get, how he can get out of trouble, how he can manipulate this person, how he can get credit for what he didn't do, how he cannot get blamed for what a liar is he thinking about how his lies affect other people? He's thinking about this. Well, what if my left foot lied to my right foot? My left foot said, yes, I made contact with that stair, got it, got the body's weight, you can go ahead. Then my right foot is counting on the left foot, and everything's working fine. What if my left foot lies? Well, guess what? It's not just the left foot that's going to be in trouble. It's a member of the body. And so the rest of me all falls down because one part was only thinking about itself, and it hurts the others around it. What does a liar do? A liar's hurting those around it. It's hurting the body. Just don't do that. Let's look at the next one. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Now look at the reason why. Don't give place to the devil. Don't give an opportunity to the devil. And he pointed out, if you have a tendency to get angry and you're having an argument, what are we focused on? We're focused on this argument right here. If Bertina and I are having an argument about something, and I'm really focused on that argument, because I think Bertina's wrong about that, and I want to win this argument. And if Bertina is really focused on this argument, and she wants to win this argument, which battle are both of us focused on? This one here, which may be a trivial thing or whatever, this is reminding us what? There's a bigger battle. Who do we need to not give place to? The devil. And when we're in an argument or when we're angry, what do we very, very easily give place to? The devil. So stop, renew the mind, and stop and think, there's two battles right here. Battle one is something trivial. Battle two is who's going to win, righteousness or the devil gets his way. And if we're being angry, and it says be angry and sin not. You can be angry and sin not, but it says that because you can also be angry and sin. So where's the big battle? Focus on that. I found that very helpful. I hope you did. You can go through and you can look at some of these other ones, and you'll see other reasons, like in verse 29. Don't let corrupt speech proceed out of your mouth, but such as good as is good for edifying as the need may be. And now look at the reason. That it may give grace to those that hear. And so if you look at these and look for the reasons in there, it can be beneficial. And we can see that and focus on that. And if we're focused on that, if that's what we're focusing on, guess what we're doing right there? We're renewing our mind. We're making ourselves think in a different pattern of habit. And what's that going to result in? That results in the different behavior. Thank you for your attention. Let's sing a song, and then Stephen will have his lesson.